You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Saturday the 13th of October. And it's a great day of action as well. The headline racing coming from Newmarket, where we've got the Group 1 Dewhurst Stakes and the Cesarewitch Handicap. But we're also at York, we're also at Chepstow as they get their national hunt season underway, supporting cards at Hexham, Chelmsford in the evening as well. And we're also racing over in Ireland with a couple of meetings, so we'll look forward to all of that. It's Live on Racing Radio throughout the afternoon. Here on the podcast though, my name's John Gibby and I'm joined by Ross Bridie. Hello, Ross.
Hello, John Gibby.
Good to have you with us.
Good to just be here with such an esteemed gentleman such as yourself.
Oh, thank you. Likewise. Let's just dive into the action straight
Absolutely.
Away, Ross. No pleasantries, no small talk.
When you've got York and Newmarket, you don't need small talk. And of course, Chepstow, but it's too early for that.
And you're not one of those people who, at this point in the season, they go, "Oh well, just roll on the jumps." That's what I say.
What did you say?
Oh, they just go, "Oh, just roll on the jumps."
Roll on the jumps. Yeah. Oh no, absolutely not. Those people are psychopaths.
it's probably my very accurate accent for those sorts of people. It was what misled you.
It was a beautiful, beautiful accent. No, it's the jumps has its. I enjoy the jump season, just not yet. It's too early for that. Although Chepstow is going to be very interesting, obviously for watching purposes. But it's too much to have a bet at this stage of the season.
So let's focus on the flat then, and we'll start off with your selections for the day, Ross. Your best bets, and understand you've got one at Newmarket and one at York.
Yeah, again, two of my favourite punting tracks. So. Yeah, looking forward to Saturday. First off, let's start with... what do you want, Newmarket or York? What do you fancy?
Let's go Newmarket first.
All right, let's do it. The Darley Stakes, the 525, 9 furlong Group 3, is a pretty good one this year. Got a nice lineup, 9 run, and they've all got a bit of a chance, really. We've had some real shocks in the past few years. 25-1 shots, 40-1 shots, 50-1 shots. It's that time of year, it's that kind of race. We've got an interesting runner in Trey Floor, who comes over from France for Andre Farb. Last seen finishing fairly well beaten in the Jacques Lemoire behind Alpha Centauri, but this is obviously significantly easier. Form's hard to work out, been running some very good races and come up a bit short. But the one I like is the improving 3-year-old Gabba for Sir Michael Stout, who has started to get very frustrating. He'd been running in mile handicaps and group races and listed races. And he just lacked a turn of foot, but he kept getting off short prices. He was sent off 6-4 favourite at Goodwood last time out. I thought that was a little bit skinny, but they put a tongue tie on him. They stepped him up to 10 furlongs, and he improved remarkably. I thought the way he ate up the ground, beating the well-ridden Plutonium, was lovely to see. It was a very strong figure for the grade, and I think he's got much more to offer over a further trip than what he's been running over. He drops back a furlong here, but he gets a bigger field and he should get a stronger pace and the yard are in form.
Okay, Gabba then for Ross in the Darley Stakes Group 3 up at 5.25 to round off the card at Newmarket. And we've already mentioned that you have a selection runs at York, Ross, so what's that going to be?
2-year-olds in action in the Rockingham Stakes, and I'm going to take a chance with Space Traveller, who has got the blinkers on for the first time for Richard Fahey. Fairly mixed bag this year. He was very impressive on debut at Doncaster, travelled like an absolute dream, took the drop back to 5 furlongs in his stride at Hamilton, came here to York and was quite well fancied for the gym crack. Bit of a funny race that, and he disappointed a little bit, but I put a line through that run. Better judged on his last couple of starts. Maison Lafitte in a Group 3 where he very very close to beating one of Simon Crisford's. And last time out, he was held up last behind 10 sovereigns, but I mean, he had no chance in that race. The Middle Park was an absolute cracker of a race. Sergei Prokofiev, of course, who was one place ahead of him, bolted up in the Cornwallis Stakes in Group 3 company early on in Friday afternoon. So I think every single horse in that race will have improved for experiencing that quality. And I think that drawn in the middle, return to York, 6 furlongs, blinkers on for the first time. Not many of these have got ideal conditions, but he looks to be one of them.
Okay, so Space Traveller, Richard Varhey, and Danny Todhope in that 240.
You sound unsure.
No, it's because you said what the selection was right at the beginning, and then I was so engrossed in your reasoning.
You forgot which one it was. That's fine. It's that you know. It was a fascinating case I made for him, so I could understand.
That it was, Russ. Now, Newmarket, earlier on in the card than the Darley Stakes, we've got, well, two very famous races, but also two very different races, back-to-back as well, which is interesting. We'll start off with the Group 1 Dewhurst Stakes, you know, considered by many to be the big two-year-old race of the year, especially for the Colts. And this year, we've got a good lineup. We've got Too Darn Hot turning up. We've got Advertise as well for Martin Mead. And a couple of interesting ones who, in my personal opinion, Ross, could potentially throw a spanner in the works. I know Sir Michael Stout-Sangarius is also well-fancied. What way are you looking for this year's Dewhurst?
I think it's an absolute cracker for a start. And I'm devastated I didn't have a bet earlier in the week when there were three places on offer. But we've got seven runners, and they've all earned their place. Even the outside of the lot, Q8 Currency, has won twice on the bounce and looks a nice type, rated 103, but that's not going to be good enough to trouble the ones at the top of the betting. Advertise, obviously very interesting for Martin Mead, only narrowly beaten at Royal Ascot and won his other three. Sangarius has made a very nice impression in his two starts to date, quickly up nicely at Newmarket before dominating at Doncaster. Too Darn Hot is obviously the real hype horse of the season. I say hype horse, he's won everything he's been tested with in a maiden, Group 3 and then Group 2. Much like John Gosden's best horses, this horse has been taken along slowly and steadily.
I say four runs for a top Gosden juvenile is more than we'd often see for his proper Group 1 horses.
Possibly, yeah, but I do think I like his patient style. I like the fact that he makes horses go through the gears instead of going, oh, we've got a good one, let's throw him straight into the deep end. And I'm sure he will have had something like this in his mind for the whole season. He won very easily at Doncaster in the Champagne Stakes. But I do think Anthony Van Dijk is the one to back. Again, he's a Group 3 and a Group 2 winner as well, but he has been tested in this company. He ran in the National Stakes behind Quarto, who looks an absolute blinder of an animal himself. Mohawk was back in fourth. He won the Royal Lodge next time out. That form looks absolutely bomb-proof. And I thought he ran a cracker in defeat. So any one of his last three starts would bring him into the mix. And obviously the O'Brien stable have been mopping up two-year-old races left, right and centre. So I think Anthony Van Dijk is the one.
Anthony Van Dijk then for Ross in this year's Dewhurst. And 40 minutes later, we've got one of the best-known handicaps of the season. This is Zarowicz over 2 miles and 2 furlongs, and we've got the usual huge field here. Obviously, the interest we usually get in terms of seeing top flat trainers combined with top jumps trainers. Willie Mullins with a particularly strong hand this year, certainly in terms of numbers, but also in terms of quality, and a lot of other very good handicapping stayers from this side of the Irish Sea as well, Ross. So who do you like in this year's Cesarowicz?
It's not really my kind of race. It's a tough one to get your handle on. But I thought Uber Cool was a little bit interesting. Already had his form franked this afternoon with Ella Jayak winning at York in the style of an improving stayer. But yeah, he's just gone through the ranks this season in handicap company. He's very unexposed. He knows how to win. He's won half of his starts, and most of those have been in good company. This jockey gets on very well with him, rode him perfectly last time out, Ray Dawson. Yes, he's, you know, he comes from a yard who don't really hit the headlines very often. Naval Intelligence has sprang a couple of surprises this year, so I just thought he was a bit overpriced, Super Cool. I thought that form was very good. So he could be of interest. Obviously, the obvious one is Southern France, who's got rock-solid group form and is a three-year-old receiving allowances, but it's a big ask for a three-year-old to come and win this, at, given his experience. So the other interesting one is Vis-a-Vis, who comes from the Neil Mulholland stable, switched from Dominic Smarga over in France and has won two from two at Sandown and Kempton, looking a thorough stayer. And he's got Sylvester D'Souza on board, who has won this race three times in the past 5 years, so certainly knows what he's doing. So yeah, main pick would be Uber Cool, but Vis-a-Vis makes a little bit of interest as well.
Yeah, Vis-a-Vis Winters, I'm going to start to wonder whether another jockey is ever going to win the Cesaro Rich ever again after Sylvester D'Souza's victories the last couple of years. But it's a typically competitive renewal of the Cesaro Rich. I mean, that goes without saying when you've got 34 runners lining up. Those were the thoughts of Ross. And the race is live, of course, on Racing Radio, in addition to the rest of the action for Newmarket and York and around the rest of the country. Chepstow, if that's your sort of thing. And Ross, as always, thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.